Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. So wait, when I'm reading the intro, I almost said I'm Meredith. And I just should have went with it. I should have known you. What are we doing? So it's season one, episode seven. We're almost to the season finale.
I know.
Eight episodes in season one. Bravo didn't know if this was going to be a hit. And now look.
Little did they know.
Well, check us out and other podcasts on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network. I think we're all in our off seasons right now, at least the challenged one is, because all of our reality shows are canceled. So help us
paused,
all out,
paused, not paused. Canceled, paused.
We're paused for COVID. But you can help us all out by downloading our episodes. It really helps us in the off season. We understand you've already seen season one. Maybe you don't care what we have to say. You don't have to listen. We'd love
maybe
it if you,
want-
you did.
Maybe you're just waiting for it all to be over, and then you're going to binge once we kind of crush through all of these.
Yeah, but just download and save it for later. Everyone download. Also, be sure to rate, subscribe, review. Yeah, we're, again, recording these in packs. So we've done like five of these in the span of a week. So there's no new reviews. But give us one, because we love them. Five stars only. join our Facebook group, same name as the podcast. Join our, or follow us on Instagram, at Vanderpasta. And join our Patreon, which is also patreon.com/Vanderpasta. You can get all these cool prizes. If you're like, hey, I don't like having all these episodes only come out one per week, well, I've got some great news for you. For $1 a month, you can get all of our episodes.
Boom. Just binge it. Binge the season and binge our show.
And we also, we've been, you know what, at first I'd be like, I don't know why you joined our Patreon. There wasn't a lot of good content. But now we've been posting out pre-shows, which are so much fun. I think they're better than the episodes.
I have to sometimes be like, all right, Alicia, we got to move on. We got to actually talk about the show at the heart of this, because we just love chit-chatting.
And then for $2 a month, you can get everything we just mentioned, plus our post show, which is where we go through the spoilers of the episode, because we obviously know what happens. But in case this is your first time watching, we don't want to spoil anything. So if you do like spoilers, you can go pay $2 a month post show. We also will answer any questions that we get on there, because there might be spoilers. And we'll say your name if you're a patron for $2. Right now we just have our shining star, Jackie.
Love our girl, Jackie.
Glorious Jackie. And then you can also pledge $5 a month, which is what our best friend Jackie does. She gets the pleasure of asking us any question for our after show, as well as being our patron of eternity. She's
the typically patron of the week, but Jackie's our superstar for now.
Yes. And you guys want to check out our Patreon. It's literally so much fun. I can't wait. So every time on our post show too, I do like a little factual Vanderpump.
Where are they now? Where were they before?
What is this? Is this week's? What is this? Mm. And I do some deep dive into something related to Vanderpump. And so if you're curious about what I'm talking about,
Alicia's book report. That's the section.
But yeah, so I can't believe the season's almost over.
I know. Also, we're not really doing Mix It Up right now because Alicia and I don't really want to be drinking.
Meredith alone and I have great quarantine bodies that we've been not really working on, but just the lack of 3 a.m. pizzas, our bodies are really thanking us. So we're just not drinking a bunch of alcohol.
It's a slight detox while drinking on the weekends sometimes. Yes. Every once in a while, I get drunk. I feel like I'm the funnest when I'm a little drunk.
Season finale, which is the next episode we record, we get a little saucy.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I can commit to that.
I can commit as well. A little saucy.
Everybody, bring your drink next week.
Yeah. Season finale. We're getting
get saucy. A little saucy together.
We'll start with drinking games in the pre-show to get super saucy.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love that idea.
You know what we should do on the Patreon? First of all, we should hang out in person, and then we should do like an episode where people can hang out with us, like a live one.
Yeah.
And we watch an episode and we drink all together and like make up a drinking game.
Interesting.
It's a lot of work, TBD. But Alicia's corner, Alicia's book report. We'll come up with it. Oh, did I hit everything we're supposed to talk about at the beginning of the episode?
You nailed it this week. You nailed it.
I know. I kept it like kind of short and sweet, but I feel like I got the point across. I'm getting better.
I'll give you my critiques off air. Just kidding. It was great.
Okay. So let's get into season 1, episode 7. Previously on Vanderpump Rules, Jax and Laura Lee are having a lot of public sex. Laura Lee is way more into this relationship than Jax is. We had a Sir staff meeting. Katie and Stassi have had a heart-to-heart and worked things out. Kristen and Stassi are still not friends. And Frank and Stassi broke up. God.
Adios.
So let's start. We're at the sweatshop with Jax and Laura Lee, which
what? The name of it, I realize, sounds so horrific way after. I, like, really thought about it, and I was like, the sweatshop? I don't know about that name.
Not great. I wonder if they're still in business.
Could workshop it a bit, but let's go inside the sweatshop.
It's to the point, because what you do in the sweatshop is you sweat.
But you don't shop. But I guess it is a shop.
I don't know. So, Jax is very unenthused to be at the sweatshop.
Yeah, but he did show up, you know.
And I get it. This probably isn't like my thing either. I mean, like, I would try it, but I wouldn't, like, you know, I probably wouldn't go on my own. Right? Are you going? Is that why you're laughing? You're like, well, I would do it.
No, I just, like, I think you're so good at just trying everything once. Like, yeah, I don't know if I would even show up to this.
I mean, but I'd be really open if I hated it.
Like, especially with, like, a girl that he said last episode he's, like, not even 50% into her. So I don't know if I'd do this. Who cares about the money? I don't want to sit in a hot-ass box.
What are the health benefits? There's obviously some, because Jax saw a burger joint on the way here, and the girl that's working there was like, I'm glad we saved you first. And I'm like, saved?
Is this a cult?
This is a cult. And I wrote down, what kind of cult is this?
Oh my God. And Jax, like, describes Laura Lee as being healthy and pure. Like, she doesn't need to drink coffee in the morning.
I don't drink coffee in the morning, so I feel that.
Insane, in my opinion. I just love the taste. It's nice to just sit and I love this quarantine just for the fact that I can sit on my couch and I have time to drink coffee in the morning now. I don't have to be on a bus with like 100 other people.
Oh yeah, I bet that is nice. I don't know, I'm more of like a tea gal. You know I don't drink coffee. I never did
it. I know, I think it's so weird.
So I relate to Laura, but I probably still wouldn't do. I'm not healthy. That's not how
I'm not healthy and pure.
No. But so Jack's, he's not into the health stuff. He just kind of lifts weights and runs, which I think is healthy. So I don't know. California.
Yeah, but being in LA, think about all the things these people do.
That's true. That's true. And that he's a model. So he has to kind of keep up.
Look a certain way.
So, Laura Lee's very excited because the sweat room makes you feel like you've had the best orgasm of your life. And
I don't understand.
I still wouldn't go.
I don't understand how. I think you'd be cramping because you're so dehydrated. You wouldn't feel like
crying.
All these endorphins, like whatever.
They're going to do half an hour to 45 minutes in a 140 degree sauna, which
we all know I'd quit at 17 minutes. Well, all of our pre-show listeners.
So after 10 minutes, Jax is like freaking out, which is how I would be. He's like, I feel like we've been in here an hour. So they step out. Jax gets to chug his bottle of water. He loves it. Laura Lee, on the other hand, feels really sick because she took her Prozac this morning.
She's like a mess, which is shocking because so isn't she the one who's done this?
Yeah, right. I looked up Prozac and it's an antidepressant to treat depression, OCD, and panic disorder. I was just wondering like what the side effects were. I couldn't really, I mean, like I can't find if you should go into a hot room after you take Prozac. That wasn't something
like if being dehydrated makes it 20 times worse.
Yeah, I have no idea. I couldn't. I probably
I would think that this would
dehydrated.
Help.
Dehydrated. I was like, should I be hot after I take Prozac? But
should I be hot?
But, okay. The best part though was Laura Lee's like, oh my God, I shouldn't have taken my Prozac. I feel so sick. And Jax, like the camera guy, gets to Jax, like, oh my God, I love this water, man. This is the best water.
He's pathetic. He's so and then he jump goes back in to he's the like, little sweat lodge thing.
10 minutes or saying, something.
Yeah, well, he starts saying, "Is this what it's like whenever you talk to your dad? Because her dad's in jail." God. It's like, oh my God, you're the most insensitive person. Not only she's having a panic attack outside, and you abandon her. You bring up her father who is in prison.
Her dad's in prison. So Laura Lee, I assume, has to talk through the plexiglass. Whereas Jax is in a sauna and Laura Lee's sitting outside. And to Jax, this is similar. So Jax has never been to prison, obviously.
Oh, Jax.
So then we find out Laura Lee, she's not working tonight. So she asks if she can just go to Jax's and watch some TV to prepare for her the audition she has on Tuesday. We find out she went to Juilliard. She's a very serious actress. That's very impressive. I know. She's going to prepare at Jax's. This was a real relationship step. Like, I probably wouldn't be like, can I just go chill at your apartment by myself? Yeah,
she must have, like, a tiny-ass apartment or really, like, a lot of roommates.
Jax just got a new apartment, and he has a job, but according to
Stassi. I assume he's still in the one that him and Stassi shared, to be honest.
Oh, like Stassi moved out, so Jax got that one?
Yeah, that's what I was under the impression of. But I'm not sure. Maybe the next time we see his place, we'll be able to tell.
Well, we go to Stassi's new apartment next, and Katie comes over, and we see Stassi's cute new dog.
Oh my God, that thing was tiny. Literally so 3 inches.
Venice is so cute. Stassi tells Katie that her and Frank broke up, and Stassi's just really sad because it's been 2 breakups in a month.
Yep.
Frank said Stassi liked the idea of being with him rather than actually being with him, and Katie says that's what her hesitations were with Frank.
Yeah. Which,
and I get it. He was clearly a rebound.
Oh, absolutely.
she now feels like peace at being alone. She did need, I think she needed Frank to kind of like bridge between being alone and being with someone. And he did that. And now she's like,
fine. Again, it wraps back around to this like rumor. If they had broken up normally, I think Jackson Stassi would have gotten back together, but I think it would have been easier for Stassi to move on because there wouldn't have been in this competition to like move on sooner, like the quickest. And I just think there was like a lot going on when Jackson Stassi first broke up.
Agreed. And then Katie admits she's trying to encourage Stassi to get back with Jax.
Yes.
Whatever. Honestly, though, I'd be like, let's find out if the rumor is true or not, and then yes, I can push you my way. But
I love how Stassi says, well, I just hope he's just, like, not mean to me now. Which is sad, like, at minimum, their early breakup, he was a dick, and then there's this rumor, and now he's just being mean to her and throwing everything in her face.
This 31-year-old man is bullying a girl in her early 20s. It's so sad.
And then Stassi is bullying his girlfriend.
So Laura Lee and Jax. Ugh, I hate saying Laura Lee. It's fine. They're leaving the sweatshop. And they're talking about Laura Lee's sobriety because we found out earlier she's an ex-meth addict.
Yes.
And we thought she'd been sober for like 90-ish days, right?
I think it was 9 months.
9 months, you're right. Yeah, that rings a bell. But now, during this conversation, she admits she's been sober for 6 days because she did drink alcohol. She relapsed a little. And that's because she wasn't talking to her sponsor and she wasn't going to her meetings and working the steps. And Jax is kind of worried because she went behind his back to drink and didn't tell him, which is just what an addict does.
They're going to lie and sneak around.
Yeah. And
this is tough because I don't think Jax is mature enough to actually handle this part of their relationship and really help her through this. And it comes off to me that he's like shaming her, which I don't think is the place or like what she needs since she is now like back on the wagon. I think if she was off the wagon, I kind of understand where the shame may come from, but I don't know. I don't think he really handles this conversation well.
I agree. And I think she recognized that she relapsed and she knows why. She wasn't going to her meetings or talking to her sponsors.
Yeah, she wasn't working the program.
And Jax is here saying that he doesn't know why people say he's a bad influence because Laura Lee does it and then lies and there's a bar at his house. So, you know, why should,
maybe it's not a good idea if she comes there over tonight. Yeah.
Which I get that, but at the same time, I don't think Laura Lee needs the, I don't trust you, you know?
Yeah.
I think she needs the, like, you can do it. So then if Laura Lee is going through these thoughts, she can remember, like, I have these people that care about me.
Yeah, like, if you feel like you're going to take a drink, just call me next time. I can leave work even if I'm there. She needs support, not...
Yeah.
It comes... The way he talks about it, about his image, he's so self-obsessed with how other people view him, and now this is, like, a stain on his image. Not that she's an addict, but it's that... He looks like a bad influencer.
She's the bad influence, which is just like outrageous.
Dumb.
Like I just don't think he understands like what an addict is and like the behavior of an addict and just doesn't care. He's so self-absorbed. He has no idea.
Yeah.
Even though he might be a fucking sex addict having sex in sushi places and
at work.
Rebounding. Ugh, at work. So we go to Sir. Lisa calls over Peter and Katie. They aren't in trouble, but Lisa is throwing a dinner for her friend Muhammad.
Which background? Mm-hmm. Muhammad is the father of Bella and
Gigi.
Oh my God, couldn't have think of her. Hadid. And yes, Yolanda Hadid used to be on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I think at this time.
I need to go back and watch that. That would make me so, happy.
So crazy that Gigi and Bella were on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I actually didn't know that until recently.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There was like a video on my Facebook that popped up and it was like throwback to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I was like, oh, these people look fucking familiar. And then I was like, oh, this childhood. Is why.
Yep.
So we have to decide who's working this party. We have to have Katie and Peter because they're like the best. We're going to have Christina, Kelly, Jen, maybe Sheena, but like Sheena can't serve if Brandy comes because mm-hmm. Sheena fucked it, her husband.
And of course we get the flashback of them, Sheena and Brandy sitting down and chit-chatting and like the mm-hmm. first time they really sat down. And this was the scene that was actually on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And then it led into Sir. Like Sheena got up from the table and walked and like went to go start work then.
Oh, mm-hmm. fun fact. But this scene was basically Sheena being like, I was devastated.
Yeah.
I thought I was dating him and Brandy was like, I literally don't care. I'm doing way better because
I love Brandy's attitude.
I love Brandy. I always really liked her. Now it's Peter's responsibility to make sure that there's no drama for this party. So Peter's got a lot of pressure on
him. So as soon as you say there's no drama.
What's going to happen?
Good luck.
Well, now we're at a rooftop pool. We have Stassi, Sheena, and Katie. And Stassi brought her laptop because she has to do work for the Divine Addiction.
But we find out maybe there's not any Wi-Fi. Ugh.
She should have checked that.
How do you work from home while also lying to your boss that you're not at a rooftop pool?
Oh, it's bad. And they're drinking.
I know.
And we find out Stassi is going to have a manager talk with Peter because she's bullying Laura Lee, and we just can't have that in the restaurant anymore.
Nope.
And then as we're talking about this, Kristen graces us with her presence.
She says
hi to everyone, but not to Stassi.
And doesn't even acknowledge her.
Kristen would play this how I would play this. If I'm the last to show up, I'm going to be chatty and talkative and ignore your ass.
Here's the thing, though. You got to, like, talk to the group in
theory.
That's
what she was doing, though. She was like,
no,
oh, my God.
She, like, her back was to Stassi. Like, she was directly, like, talking to the two other girls. But you got to walk up and be like, hey, guys. You know, just like.
She shouldn't have hugged everyone individually. She should have just been like, don't get up. Don't get up.
Yeah.
And, like, played it. But I thought Kristen was, like, playing it okay.
I don't think she did.
My petty ass would do this.
Oh, I do this all the time. I literally did this the weekend my sister was moving to one of her friends who I told not to come back to my parents' house.
Kristen and Stassi are obviously not talking. And then Kristen gets up with Sheena to go get a drink. Kristen only has her wedges to walk around it.
This was
like,
so
what the fuck
weird.
You guys wear? Cool. Why do you guys?
It was. I love that Sheena was like, it's weird that you guys show up in wedges in a bathing suit.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like, I understand if that's like really normal in Vegas. I've never been, but that's what I see on Instagram.
I still find it weird.
My ass loves some flip flops. Loves it.
Why am I wearing cute shoes to a pool?
Katie and Stassi then talk about how Kristen didn't say hi, and they like can't believe how rude she is, and.
Yeah.
I can. Of course it is. And then Stassi gets a call from Pandora because she's got to work. She's got to do this column.
Yep. So of course she declines it and then gets started on her her column. This is totally me. This is what I do.
With the drink.
This is my move.
She's like, why would I answer Pandora's call when
she's
gonna
be mad
at me. I have no good news to give her? Exactly. Yeah.
See, you can whip out that article in like 15 minutes and then call her back and like, hey, so sorry, I missed your call. Like I was.
Yeah, I have the article.
Yeah.
There you go.
I just sent it to you. Yeah, you call after the problem's over.
Exactly. So let's go to this addicts meeting. Laura Lee is here and she's working her step. She's at the meeting. So great.
Mm-hmm.
And Jax walks in to, I guess, support her, which is very nice.
This is interesting because outside people are not supposed to go to these meetings.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've been to one. I like took psychology in high school and we went to a few meetings, but you have to like request to go and like the whole group has to agree to let you come in. But there's specific meetings for loved ones called Al-Anon. Like you're not supposed to, as a loved one, like be there.
I wonder if this was maybe like Bravo cleared everyone because there were cameras.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. But it's like weird that like he would go to this.
And he walked in late.
Yeah. Like, well, I wonder if they like asked the group then, like they probably had to take time to ask them.
Yeah, that makes sense. So Laura Lee, we hear her story. She started drinking when she was 12. And then soon after that, she got into meth really heavily. Her life was completely out of control. She was robbing her family's houses to like pay for her addiction. And
this is so
she
sad.
Does, I know, we find out she does everything as hard and as fast as she can. And somehow she's still convinced she can have a glass of wine, which I thought was like a really important thing to kind of realize is like,
yeah.
I realize I can't stop, but I still kind of feel like I can casually do something.
Yeah.
Even though
I think
can't.
This time it'll be different. I'm sure is what she thinks always. Like I'm in a really good place. I can just have a glass.
I question though, is this why she goes so ham in this relationship? You think?
Maybe.
Like she's fully just puts herself into everything.
She just dives right into everything. Yeah. Which is a good quality in some ways, but whenever it's all or nothing, it can't work out sometimes.
So Jax didn't realize how serious this problem was and decides he needs to talk to her. So they start talking in the meeting and he says that he likes Laura Lee a lot, but in order for them to grow, you know, Jax just got out of a 2-year relationship and he thinks spending every day together is like a bit much at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And Laura Lee just kind of loses it. And she's like, I have to go. I have to go on a walk.
Yeah. This is awkward.
Yeah. Okay. So Jax says it's a full-time job to date an addict, which is true, but he should have already known because he's known Laura Lee's past. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
I don't think that's a right statement to make. I think she's really early in her addiction recovery. It seems with the 9 months, but I don't think it's a full-time job. That like sounds, in my opinion, so bad.
No. Yeah. Okay. Let me retract. Yes. I don't think it's a full-time job, but I do think that you have to kind of be extra aware of it.
It's an added stress to a relationship.
Yes. And you have to like acknowledge that this is a problem and like learn about it and, you know, understand it and talk to that person, which I don't think is what he's doing with Laura Lee. Cause it kind of seems like he can just be like, oh, you're an addict. Ah, well, c'est la vie.
Yeah.
And like, if you're going to be in a serious relationship with someone, you do need to know.
You have to put in the time and effort. And it's it is an emotional burden to like, in a sense, care for someone, as, like I said, so early in their recovery that he had to go through this kind of emotional roller coaster, I'm sure, with her whenever she relapsed. That is difficult. But in my opinion, I think the way he makes it sound is horrific. Because it sounds like he doesn't want to put in the time to be supportive. So he's saying it's a full-time job.
Mm-hmm. So this conversation goes from bad to worse.
Oh, yeah.
Laura Lee is sitting on the side of the road, her head and her knees covered by her arms, crying. And Jack sits next to her and he's like, sorry, I thought this was a good time because, you know, you're always happy after your meetings. And she's like, well, it's not a good time, you asshole.
This is tough. I think he's right for saying like the beginning part of this where it is a lot right after getting out of a serious relationship. And I think it moved very quickly. Not a great time to approach her with this. But I don't think there's ever a good time to approach anybody with this. But this is especially a bad time.
Yeah, this is really bad. Especially because I think Jax is putting in a lot of effort in the sense to make her seem like they're on the right track to like be super serious. And
he's not really being honest.
Like this kind of comes out of nowhere for Laura Lee, which I get.
Because to us, it's not out of nowhere because of his interviews. But if we like didn't get his interviews, I would think that they're getting real serious real fast and he really likes her.
Yeah, it's bad. And then, so Jack starts talking out of his ass because I think he could tell that, like, this did not go well. So he said he just wants time to miss Laura Lee.
Which I think makes sense because it's similar to the Stassi relationship where you work together, you hang out together. They don't live together, but it seems like they're together a lot.
Yeah. And Laura Lee doesn't disagree either. This is just like really an awkward thing. And she almost takes it as that she's preventing Jax from living his life because she says like she doesn't want to be in the way of anything, but she wants to be a part of it. And Jax is like, yeah, let's just take it slow, but I don't want to slow down the intimate times. Which, so like, annoying. Screams douchebag. Just like, that alone.
You don't even need to mention it.
All he had to do was be like, yeah, let's just, like, slow it down and, like, really get to know each other. But then he has to throw in not the sex, though. Which, like, I hate him.
He just wants a hookup. He does not want a girlfriend. But he can't say that he doesn't want a girlfriend.
He's fucking the wrong girl,
He
man.
Wants the sex. He doesn't want to be there emotionally for her.
Commitment. Yes.
Yeah.
Well... Fuck you, Jax. I'm over it.
Fuck you, Jax.
So, let's go to Lisa's house. Pandora comes over.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, Pandy.
So cute. Did you notice? So they go from the kitchen to the living room and Lisa walks on her toes like she's in heels still.
No.
And I was like, oh, I hate that. That's actually really bad. My mom works a lot with, like, you know, physical disabilities, and you're really not supposed to walk on your toes. It meant that you didn't know how to walk correctly as a kid, which I'm sure isn't Lisa's case. I'm sure she just wears too many heels, but it also like isn't right for your feet. Like your feet.
Oh no, your calf gets so jacked up. Your calf shortens if you wear heels too much.
So yeah, that's what Lisa's doing. But just had to throw it out there.
But Pandy walks in and tells Lisa that that Stassi is becoming a problem, which who wouldn't have seen this out of left field?
Stassi's supposed to give Pandora 2 columns a week. She's not getting 2 columns a month at this point in time.
Hasn't had a column in 2 months is what Pandy said.
Oh, you're right. Hasn't sent in a column.
But when she's good, she's good. They do enjoy her writing. They love having her, but it looks like she's off her game right now. And Lisa mentions that she's been a pain in the ass for her too, and it's really outweighing the benefits of anything Stassi has.
Well, Stassi was told to come here to Lisa's house to discuss it, and immediately Pandora kind of lays into her, which I thought was appropriate. Pandora's like, look,
I agree.
Here's the deal.
I think it'd be very hard to have this conversation with your friends. So I appreciate that she like gets straight to business. She doesn't like cowers as soon as Stassi walks in the door.
Yeah. She's like, I feel like you're not taking this seriously. And this is my ass on the line. And I have people who do take me seriously. So if you're not gonna, like, I don't need you on this. I'll replace your ass. And Stassi starts crying because she says it was like a really rough 2 months. And she does really care about the website. And Lisa says she's really helped Stassi out at Sur, but Stassi's really close to losing her job at Sur as well. So the bullshit's got to stop. And Stassi says she knows she can do better. She can move forward. Yeah. I love
how I think this is tough because Stassi has had a lot going on and it's clearly affecting both of her jobs. I don't think she knows how to like get her life back together.
I like how Lisa got up and like hugged Stassi and Pandora just sat there and was like, ugh. That's how I would be. I'm Pandora always.
Yeah. I don't think Pandy seems like a very lovey dovey hug type, but she does offer the dog. She does offer Jiggy.
She does. But it looks like Stassi gets one more chance to figure out her.
One more. She has 80 more chances at her beck and call.
Stassi's that kid that can talk her parents into letting her do anything.
Oh, yeah. She could be grounded and still allowed to go to a party.
What's the saying? She could sell ice to an Eskimo?
Yes.
She could.
That's a good one.
So now we head to the park. We get a fun park workout with Jax, Tom Schwartz, and Tom Sandoval. Tom and Katie hung out last night, and Jack said, "You never hang out with your girlfriend alone. That's just not fun."
What? This is why you don't have good relationships, Jax.
Jax currently wishes he could just hang out with Stassi. Like, let's be honest.
I don't know. I don't think he wants that, though. I don't think he wants to just hang out with anyone alone. I think he enjoys being in a group and being, like, a night out. Whereas normal relationships like Tom Schwartz and Katie, they enjoy hanging out together.
And then we find out that Kristen and Katie used to tell the Toms, I'm just going to call them the Toms.
Them as the Toms.
Yeah, it was just easier. They used to tell their boyfriends that Jax was such a good boyfriend, and Jax just set the bar so high. And the dudes were like, little do they know, you fucking suck, Jax.
I wish we could see the beginning of their relationship, because it sounds like he's amazing at the beginning and then just like slowly dies off. But Jack says that like that's his problem, is he sets the bar so high and then slides down the hill and is a shitty person.
Well, it sounds like when he's single, his dick might fall off because he just fucks everyone behind a revolving door or revolving bed sheet.
This is insane. But Jax then tells them about the conversation with Laura Lee, and that he still has an emotional attachment to Stassi. Yikes.
And Sandoval says, like, fine, but Sandoval will never trust Stassi.
This must be a crack in their friendship. It seems like Tom Sandoval takes this more seriously than Jax does. Like, Jax is ready to forgive.
Tom, I feel like, is the only one that's not kind of scared of Stassi or, like, pissing her off. Because remember, like, episode one when Stassi was talking shit about Sheena and Sandoval's like, you can't just demand that people tell you their everything. Story.
Yeah.
And she's like, whatever. And throughout this whole season, Tom takes little jabs at Stassi. Like when Kristen and Stassi were at that photo shoot and Tom's like, this is all Stassi's fucking insecurities.
Tom was like, she always has to put her insecurities on everybody else. Yeah.
Yep.
You're right. Sandoval tells it like it is with Stassi. But yep, it also seems like everybody else is kind of willing and wants to go back to normal. But Sandoval and Stassi are the ones who don't.
No. So then we go to Sir. Stassi and Laura Lee are working together tonight, but Stassi has tables 1 through 6 again, so she's feeling a little better. Peter gave her back her good tables.
Yeah, but Laura Lee's inside, and we're not really pumped about that.
No. So she was like, Peter, please don't put Laura Lee in the main room. And Peter is basically like, I don't give a fuck about all his personal drama. I have to do what's best for the restaurant. And Laura Lee deserves the inside.
Some good
I don't
tables.
Care who she's fucking. Like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Which for Peter.
Business-wise, yes. But in a way, the way people interact bleeds into business, because we all know this isn't going to go well. And then Laura Lee's just staring at Stassi.
Yeah, there's hella awkwardness.
Laura Lee's just one of those people that's there.
But not for long, because she approaches Stassi and she says that she could care less what Stassi thinks about her, and she's not gonna not stick up for herself, and she isn't afraid of Stassi,
which is great. I like how she starts off, but her voice again doesn't really command confidence. So Stassi says that Laura Lee looks kind of scared here, which I agree.
Laura Lee does number one mistake when in a bitch fight. You cannot pronounce anything wrong. And she says, spooled little brat.
Yeah.
And Stassi's like, spooled? I don't know what that means. And I was like, oh my God, you can't argue with a bitch and not accept that. I know.
If you do, you have to like come back full force and be like, you know, I meant spoiled. Like, get over it. Like, you gotta like just yell at them.
Are you that stupid? You don't know what's, you can't put it together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Laura Lee, that when that happened, I was like, Laura Lee lost.
Oh, absolutely. But we kind of go through all the same drama. Laura Lee tells her to stop texting her. Stassi tells Laura Lee that Jax has been sending her texts.
Laura Lee had a really good quote. She said, Stassi needs to take her victim tampon out of her ass and take some responsibility. I was like, okay, I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Yeah. But Laura Lee says she doesn't care that Jax apparently is texting Stassi, which I would. I think she's just trying to put up a tough front here. And Stassi says that's texting super degrading. Stassi.
But he texts her, you look so beautiful. I think about you all the time and I miss you.
Yeah.
So not just like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. Basically, I'm in love with you.
And then Laura Lee goes, okay, well, he can tell you that, but I'm the one he's fucking every night. And I was like, oh no, that just so wasn't, weird. It's not great. Oh, but Guillermo sees them and he's like, this needs to stop. We're in a restaurant working. You guys need to separate. Laura Lee has to go outside. Stassi goes up to Guillermo and she's like, oh my God, Guillermo, that was so intense. Can I leave? Like, I can leave because that was crazy.
I just think it's best. Like, I don't want to cause anything. Like, I'll just go. And of course, he's like, no, it's a Friday night. We're busy. She's like, I just, like, I can't do this. The little waterworks.
Go home.
Oh, no. Her victim tampon is shoved really far up. And so Guillermo lets her go.
She could sell ice to an Eskimo on a Friday night. She gets sent home.
I think Guillermo especially falls to anything she wants. She just bats her little eyes and is like, I can't really do this right now. This is intense.
I think Guillermo just doesn't give a fuck. He's like, get out of my restaurant.
It's probably a lot easier to send her home than to deal with her.
Yeah. Because even when he's like, no, it's a Friday night, you have to work, he like turned his back to her and she's like, but that was just like a lot right now. And like, I have to work with her. Like, that would be all night. So I'm sure Guillermo was like, just leave. We're just going to fucking suspend you again or something.
We'll figure it out later.
Well, now we get our fun 2-minute clip and we're at the Viper
Ken
room.
And Lisa being the most supportive parents ever.
So Max Todd, their son, is playing with Tom Sandoval at the Viper room because they're both like really serious musicians and they're friends. So they're going to kick some ass tonight.
Hell
and
yeah.
It's just so cute. It's like Lisa and Ken and Pandora amongst like the drunk Sir employees that are in Kristen that's like cheering them on. And then at the end, Lisa cries because she's so proud of Matt.
I know. She says he's so serious about music and she loves to see him validated. What a great parent.
Oh, we love
you,
Matt.
This is clearly not their scene, but they want to be there for him.
Good job. The whole Vanderpump clan. We love it.
10 out of 10.
So... remember that dinner party we were talking about earlier?
Oh yeah, let's go. Let's have some
time.
A fabulous dinner party with no drama.
Well, funny you should say that. Because it opens up with Katie, Kristen, and Peter, and they're talking about who's gonna work the party and who's gonna work the restaurant.
Which I think this is insane. Like, didn't they already decide this? I get so angry with like how this opens up.
I think there was some fuck up because it seemed like Sheena and Katie were going to work the party with Peter, but then Brandy decided to come. So Peter had to change some things around, which I think if I know the Real Housewives at all, I'm sure Brandy last minute was like, I'm coming. And then Lisa told Peter and Peter's like, well, all right, I'll just have to figure this fucking thing out. So Peter decides he's going to put Sheena in the restaurant where Kristen was going to work and Kristen's going to work the party.
Yes.
So he calls Sheena to let her know.
She's on her way in.
Party. Yeah.
Yep.
And she is pissed. She was told she's working this fabulous dinner party and it was super
important.
No, this
really important dinner party for Lisa. She had to be there. She had to serve this dinner party.
And she missed an audition for it, for this dinner party. And Peter's just like, okay, well, how about we talk about it when you get here? Goodbye.
Talk to you in a few minutes.
So she walks in. She's pissed. She's yelling at Peter, all the stuff. She missed her audition. She was told she was going to work the dinner party. And Peter's like, listen, I get it, but you can't work the dinner party because Brandy's going to be there. Mm-hmm. And then Sheena says, well, she's not going to stay to work. And Peter's like, okay, fine, goodbye.
Which I think you kind of have to let her go. You did say she was going to work the dinner party. In theory, anybody can cover anybody could have covered Kristen's shift.
I get it, though, but Sheena was already coming in. And I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure Brandy RSVP'd late. And Peter's like, all right, we got to figure this one out.
That definitely is happening behind the scenes. But at this point, she's clearly sobbing. She cannot work.
She goes to the bathroom. She's so whatever. He thinks Sheena's overreacting, which like slightly, but if this audition was really that important, she should have said no to this dinner party, right?
I know. I think Sheena probably has a hard time saying no to things for Lisa, especially like if it was just a shift, she would have said no. But I think because it's this really special, important dinner party in quotes, Sheena felt like she needed to be there. She wanted to help like Lisa out. I think she loves her so much that she will do anything for her. But finding out it's just to work in the main room, like I said, anybody could have been called to do that. Just Sheena's in the mindset of, why did I get called in to work the dining room?
Yeah, I super sympathize with Peter. Okay, I think this is outrageous. But I get where Sheena's coming from.
It's
not
like one versus the other. It's that like Sheena's just super emotional, and I understand why. And Peter just has to lay down and say no.
She storms to the bathroom. Kristen goes there to comfort her, but then Lisa goes there. She's like, this is absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
And Sheena's crying. She's like, this is why I talked to Brandy, because then like this wouldn't have to be a thing. And Lisa is like, listen, it's like way too soon for you to serve Brandy food.
Yeah.
In the
just
comfort
had the
of my
conversation.
Restaurant.
This is our first time back since you had the conversation. Like, you need to let some time pass.
Yeah. And Kristen for once is like employee of the month. Cause Lisa's like, what are you doing? And Kristen's like, I'll do whatever you need me to do.
Yeah.
I'm here. Thank God. Kristen's going to cover the restaurant. Sheena's still crying. Oh, Sheena goes to the back of Sir to cry now.
Yeah.
And she calls Shay to come pick her up because she cannot stay at work, which I get. At this point, just go home. You're useless to everyone.
And so, everybody else will make it work. It'll basically just, I think, be Katie and Peter doing the very important dinner party.
We do not get to see the very important dinner party. Sad.
It's on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. If you want to watch it, go watch it.
Whatever. But I think the most important thing here is that Sheena has to realize that no matter how many times she talks to Brandy, Sheena's always going to be that girl that hooked up with Brandy's husband while they were married.
I think she could start serving this type of dinner party in a year and a half, like after this conversation, in my opinion. Like, she needs to see you run the restaurant first, and then these dinner parties could happen.
Yeah, she needs to see Brandy around everyday life more before it's like, hey, bitch, I'm serving you.
Hey, here is your tilapia.
Your Chris, what is it? The cheese balls.
Your goat cheese chickens. Balls.
Okay, so now we're at Sir, not at the dinner party, but Jax is at the bar and he's like freaking out about something. Katie thought he was crying. We have no idea what's happening. So Jax asks Stassi to go to the back of Sir.
I love this. Because he looked so uncomfortable. He's like, hey, can we go out back and talk?
And it like resonated on Stassi. She's like, okay. And so I love the back of Sir and I love the camera cuts. Where it's like the camera just like shakes and follows them. It's so fun.
But they're sitting down and Jax tells Stassi, you know, like, I'm not sleeping well. I'm not happy. I really want to prove myself. Like, and Stassi's like, well, I mean, it seems like you're like in a relationship. Like, what about your girlfriend? And he's like, I don't have a girlfriend. I don't. Like, I want to let you know I don't have a girlfriend.
Laura Lee is a mere distraction. That's why a mere distraction.
I hope I've never been described as that.
That is so upsetting. Yeah, so Sass admits he's a horrible boyfriend, and he wants Sassy to know that he wants to be her friend and put her in her trust. And he's trying to be better for him, or he's a version of himself, and knows that he can be the person that she wants.
Oh my God, I hate this.
I appreciate your words, but I can't just like hop into a relationship with you.
I love how I feel like she is such being such a badass woman right now. She has a new mentality, and she won't be treated like shit anymore. You go, girl.
And I love the kind of string she does where she's like, I'm not saying there's not a chance, but you need to prove yourself as my best friend, which I was like, right there, she just friend-zoned his ass, so I don't know.
Well, it's like you're leaving a crack in the door, but you're still being a strong person. It's like, I'm not going to say never, but I've been waiting 2 years to hear this, so let's see.
Well, she gets even more gratification because Jack says he would do anything for Sassy to get her back and wants to propose to her one day.
This was so weird.
She's like, fuck yeah, you do. I think she's just happy that she kind of has the upper level at this point, and he's groveling. She's like, yeah, you should want to propose.
She definitely has the upper hand. And I think she likes knowing that, like, she still has this, like, power over him. Even though they broke up, he's still pining over her.
And you know what he does? It comes. He ditches Laura Lee's ass, because the next thing we know, we're at Jax's bar. He's working. Laura Lee comes up. She's not in her uniform, so you know she just came to
fight with him. Yep.
Oh, I have a lot of quotes in it. This was so funny. I had to stop a bunch. But we find out that Jax has stopped texting Laura Lee, and she's looking for a fucking explanation. And he completely is ignoring her as he's
meanwhile,
serving this other.
He's making drinks for this couple down
he's
the way at the
this
bar.
Couple. Who's like watching this now. And Jack says he won't do this at work.
For once Laura in his life, he's going to be professional.
Yeah, like, thank God. This is the moment. There's only two people at this bar.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they'd love to watch it.
I was about to say, this would be fabulous for us and our overhearing tendencies.
Yeah. Well, Laura Lee says that Jax doesn't have a choice because he won't do it at any other time, so he's gonna do it now. And Jax, you know, repeats, he won't have this argument here.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like, you're a fucking coward.
Yeah.
So then, I love this other couple. The camera keeps, like, showing them, and Jax is, like, so sorry about this, guys, and this couple's like,
I'll have that.
No,
give me 1 minute. Almost done with this drink. Yeah, I love that he keeps engaging with them, because he's trying to get out of this conversation with Laura Lee.
But then Laura Lee engages with them and says, sorry, we were dating, and now he won't talk to me without a reason or explanation, and he doesn't want you to know he's a horrible human being. And this couple's like, okay.
Tell
cheers.
Me more. Yeah. So Jax, I love this.
Jax finally can have this conversation because two patrons at his bar have been served. So he goes over to her and says that he's in love with someone else. And Laura Lee says she deserves a conversation, and Jax can't bully her out of here, and he's going to have to deal with her every day until she books a job and she's out of here. And then when she's walking the red carpet with her own TV show, Jax is going to say, I should have been nicer to her because she never gave up on Jax.
Ooh, which makes her still seem crazy.
But I think she does deserve a conversation. That's the only part
I agree. I think that because she never gave up on Jax is like,
I don't know what that
she should have just been like, you're going to regret this when I'm like walking the red carpet and da da da.
So Jax then, because he's a stand up gentleman, says that he does hope that Laura Lee does well. Laura Lee says she hopes Jax and Sassy do well, but they're terrible people. Which, all right, whatever. I get it.
True.
Sassy is now at the bar because she's looking for drinks.
Well, hold on. Laura Lee does say she ends it kind of with, I deserve more respect, and he couldn't talk to her, but he had enough time to befriend her on Facebook. That's the big whoosh mic drop.
And then Stassi's here, and she just needs a tall glass. That's all she asks for.
I love
that. I just have that tall glass, of and course. She's like watching
I think,
it.
I think she specifically went to that bar to get a glass.
And then Laura Lee kind of ends the conversation with, hey, sorry I've been fucking you every day without protection and been inside of you and told you really intimate things every day, but guess what? I don't have enough respect for you to tell you that I'm never going to talk to you again. The end.
Yikes. That is Alicia's dramatic reading of a Sir moment.
Hello. I love quotes. I pause all the time for quotes or text messages.
That was That's the way Laura Lee needed to handle the conversation with Stassi. Not obviously that you've been inside me and I've told you really intimate things, but like that level of aggression she needed to bring to the conversation with Stassi. She looked a little too timid.
I agree. This was, you know what? I hope Laura Lee got it out of her system. Mm-hmm. I hope she like doesn't every day have to, you know, yell at Jax. I hope this is her one time. I understand it. I get it. A good yell. And then you're like, fuck you, I'm done. Hell yeah.
So, way better than a rage text.
I just love the, I've been fucking you without protection and been inside of you. I told you really
love it. Love it. Because
then
poor customers.
I would want the, if I'm the couple, I want to be there for that. Like that, I'd be like, ooh, bro, it's happening. But then the episode.
What's the full story here is what they want to know.
They later go to the production assistant and it's like, can you tell me what's happening?
Can you imagine when this finally airs and you're like, thank God I get the full story now.
That was me. I was so confused. So next is the season finale. We get photo shoots everywhere, one of which in it looks like Sheena and Stassi kiss. I told you this was the relationship we all needed, friendship or more.
Oh,
I'm
Lord.
Here for it. Sheena is now crying about how things, because she wants to work things out with Brandy. Jax tells Stassi something and Stassi starts bawling her face off. That's we see. That we don't get a lot.
No.
Which makes me think that the season finale is going to be something else.
A lot of bombs, I feel like, are about to be dropped. I hate when I feel like a lot of shows nowadays just give it all away in the trailer. So,
agree.
I'm happy we still have some questions going into next week.
What did Jax tell Stassi? I'm here for it. I can't wait.
Me too.
Oh, so you ready for accepted and blocked?
I am.
Okay, which one do you want to do first?
Let's do accepted.
Okay. Do you have yours? I have mine ready if you want me to go.
Okay, yeah, you go.
I am going to accept someone that only played a minor part in this episode. But
I swear to God, really, if it's like, Peter.
No, even though Peter's my second choice.
Oh,
no,
God.
I'm picking Tom Sandoval because I think Tom Sandoval, even though I think he was only in two scenes, the first scene was the workout scene. And he seems to be the only one of these friends that's like, hey, dude, remember all the bad times and maybe like the reason you broke up? Maybe we should like talk about it and relive why Stassi and Jack shouldn't get together, which like I think everyone else is oblivious to. But obviously there's a problem at the root of this relationship. And I appreciate that he recognizes it. And then we got him shredding on the guitar with Matt Todd in front of
his 2-minute clip. Those are always the best clips.
Yeah, no, 100%. Ones. But I have to give it to Tom. I think, again, he's the only one that recognizes that maybe this relationship doesn't need to happen, which is kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I feel that.
I'm going to give it to Tom. Also, he's, like, played a very minimal part this season, and he's, like,
deserves more.
Main cast members. So I'm going to give him Tom.
All right. I'm going to accept our girl, Laura Lee. I think... You know, she went through a lot. We found out she relapsed, but you know, she came back strong. She's back on the wagon, if that is a phrase people use after falling off the wagon. She already had to deal with many shitty conversations with Jax prior to this, mm-hmm. that she gets a nice, lovely conversation. I think, obviously, she'd be emotional, but I think she handled it very well after the AA meeting. I think she tried her hardest to stand up to Stassi. You know, we can always have improvements, but I appreciate that she's finally standing up for herself. And that lovely screaming match at Jax.
I loved it.
An employment at Sir without screaming at somebody in front of customers?
What she needed.
I believe you, Laura Lee. You are going to book your own TV show and be on a red carpet someday.
Can't wait for it.
We're pumped for you.
So now blocked. I know who I'm blocking. I was like prepared this episode.
I think it's probably the same.
Oh, should we do it 1, 2, 3? Or do you, how do we just do it?
Just do a little 1, 2, 3.
Okay, ready? One, two, three. We're off though.
1, 2, 3, Jax.
Jax. That was like really anticlimactic.
Yeah, you made it so weird.
I wanted to be like 1, 2, 3, Jax. But it was like, Jax.
You're the one who waited.
I was waiting for you to count down.
1, 2, 3.
Jax.
No, I was saying when I counted down, you were like, Jax.
Did I? I didn't know pause. If you were going to say it. Okay, well, we're obviously
Lordy. Not. This is how much we care about how shitty Jax is.
He's the worst.
Basically, for all the reasons Laura Lee got the accepted are all the reasons Jax gets blocked.
Yeah, just flip it and reverse it.
Just
trademark.
The other person a part of that conversation.
Missy Elliott said it first, but it applies here.
Oh, God.
Oh, you loved that. That was such a good one. The fact that you didn't laugh makes me sad. Flip it and reverse it. But yeah, so he sucks. Thank you, Jax. There's one episode left. Do we think he's going to redeem himself in it?
I kind of think yes. It seems like he's trying to come have a slight resurrection this season.
The natural pessimist in me is saying no, so I'm going to go with that.
I wanted to leave on a better note, so I think it'll improve. I don't think it'll go back to anything.
I hate him. I hate no.
Well, obviously.
He's fired. Goodbye.
Fired. That's Frank.
Even though Jax should have been fired for having sex in the Sir bathroom.
Oh, God.
Still upset. But yeah, so that's our episode. Remember to rate, subscribe, review. Please download, join our Facebook group, follow us on Instagram, join our Patreon.
Do all the things.
Vanderpasta. You know, Patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Join us because we're about to do our post show and you want to know what I'm about to say.
Oh, I have a lot to say.
All right. Well, we're going to get into it. Goodbye, all you non-patrons.
Adios.